What do I see America as? If you'd asked me when I was younger as a student, I would say America's a capitalist place that I have no interest in at all. Until 2001, I met my husband and he happened to be American. I was horrified. And then we married in America in New York, but we lived in London. But during that time, I had no desire to come to live in America. We had many discussions with my American husband about where we would live, but obviously I'm a strong character, so London always won out. And then I got pregnant. And so I was having a child who was going to be half American. And so the kind of reservations that I had and the distrust and the dislike of America that I'd had before had to change, whether I liked it or not. If I'm going to love my child, he's American, that's what I'm going to have to do. And when my husband unfortunately died, he had a massive heart attack in London, I decided that what was important, and it always has been important from being a child of immigrants, is understanding where you come from. And I knew I couldn't give my son his father, but I could give him his American culture because he had to have a sense of identity. So after a year of my husband dying, packed up everything and came to America. And I wanted my son to be proud of his American roots. My name is Sylvia Lamb. I'm a PR strategist and video content producer. I'm actually now in the process of applying for my US citizenship. I definitely feel more American since I've been here for the past 4 years. And I want to be part of America. And I love my British accent. And I don't want to get rid of that. And I don't want to change who I am. But I want to feel that Americans will understand that I want to fit in, that I will adopt and embrace their culture. I'm not here to be an outsider. People just assume that you're African-American. I look like any other African-American. You know, I'm just black. But when I open my mouth, it's, oh my God, I just love your accent. What I think I was surprised about was the fact that Black Americans had no idea that there was a different history of being Black British. And I've learned a lot about the Black American experience as well. When I hear about Jim Crow laws, I don't think I really understood the impact of that. Racism, it wears many hats. And so there is something that me and any Black American, we can identify with. And in a strange way, it is unifying. I am the person who can, a bit of a chameleon, I can adopt and be in certain situations and be embraced by people. And I think that helps. And I can embrace people as well. My son, who is 12 years old, he's been living in America since he was 8. He has a real sense of dual identity. He feels a sense of being British, but he has his friends here in America. He's developed an American twang. He says computer, whereas I say computer. When I talk about potentially moving back, he says, but America is my home. And I will pat myself on the back and say, good job, Mum.